Chapter 1. Jack's heart was pounding. He felt as if he had made a big mistake. President Munster was very angry. His best friend Annabelle was very angry too. But he could tell that she was also very scared. He knew that if they didn't think of something, they were never going to make it out of President Munster's throne room. Jack and Annabelle had landed right in the middle of it. Jack was still stuck to the Velcro floor, while Annabelle was threatening to reveal President Munster's secret. "We're going to tell them all the truth about you," Annabelle threatened loudly. "No, we're not," Jack said in a softer voice. "What do you mean we're not?" Annabelle asked with growing concern. Jack frowned as he glanced from his best friend to the man before him. He knew that, given the chance, President Munster would lock them up and forget about them. But he also knew that was not the kind of person President Munster had always been. Once, he had been a man who cared very deeply about animals and monsters. Once, he had been someone without a single friend.
"We're not going to tell them the truth," Jack said calmly.
"We don't want to hurt you, President Munster," Jack said softly.
"We want to be your friends."
"My friends," President Munster repeated. "I don't want to be friends with any humans."
"But you did once," Jack reminded him. "You tried to be friends with people, and instead they treated you very badly. I know that must have really hurt you."
"Nothing hurts me," President Munster said darkly.
"Of course it does," Jack said. "Whether you're a human or a monster, when someone does something so mean, it hurts."
President Munster sniffled a little, but he refused to look at Jack. Instead, he stared across the throne room.
"At least here I have friends," he said softly. "Monsters have always been kind to me."
"Humans can be too,"
Jack said as he peeled himself up off of the Velcro floor that he was stuck to.
"Just because you had a bad experience one time doesn't mean everyone will treat you like that."
"Are you kidding?"
President Munster asked with a huff.
"I was humiliated. I was called a nutso."
"But you were right," Jack said sternly. "Now Annabelle and I know that. Now we can help you prove it."
"No."
President Munster shook his head.
"Humans will never help me. They will never help our kind."
"Your kind?" Annabelle hissed and shook her head. "So, if you are a monster, President Munster, then you are doing the same thing to these poor creatures that the humans did to you."
"What are you talking about?"
President Munster hissed.
"I am nothing like them."
"Yes, you are," Jack said in a whisper. "I'm sure you don't mean to be, but that's what you've become."
"No, no, no!"
President Munster roared and stood up from his throne.
"The two of you are ridiculous and out of control. There is nothing about me that is like those dreadful humans."
"What about the monsters that you have shut up in cages?" Jack asked and narrowed his eyes. "Did you treat them with kindness? Did you accept that they had a different view of things? Or did you lock them away only because they were trying to treat someone else with kindness?"
President Munster was silent for a long moment. The guards were ready to cart Jack and Annabelle away.